sure could use a little good news today.
It's time for some good news with Feel Good Friday on Mix 104.9.
A large contingent of young female athletes turned in their tiaras for headgears thanks to the Emporia High School Lady Spartan wrestling team last week. The team hosted a special 3-day camp designed to inspire the next generation of female wrestlers, with the camp's motto being, "Hold my tiara." Head girls wrestling coach Sean Russell says the motto symbolizes that all girls are much more than just, quote, princesses, as some tend to believe, and that they're capable of anything so long as they set their mind to it. Emporia High wrestler Maddie Griffin says she's very proud of where the sport of girls wrestling has come in just the few short years it's been sanctioned.
We're really becoming one of those big sports, and I think we're definitely reviving the entire wrestling community as a whole.
Russell says participation at last week's camp wasn't limited to just Emporia wrestlers.
Chase County Bulldogs, we have some North Lyon County young ladies. So it's not just Emporia, it's the whole surrounding area that's bringing girls in that want to try the sport and succeed at it.
He says seeing the tremendous support from the surrounding area was positively overwhelming.
I knew we had a strong foundation here, but it's so wonderful to see it in the surrounding communities also.
Emporia High parent Sun and Kyo Sabunhong, whose daughter was one of the lady wrestlers helping with the camp, says she loves to see the positive impacts that the sport of wrestling has had on her daughter and so many other young ladies.
I think it's done great things for my daughter, built her confidence. She's made a lot of new friends and friends that she wouldn't have been friends with before. And the bond that those girls had last year is amazing. I can't wait to see what it is next year.
Griffin highly encourages young women to get involved in the sport, saying you'll never find a more supportive group of individuals than in the wrestling community.
Personally, in our community and every other community that I've been in, even being on a national stage, I mean, everybody high fives each other. Everyone in the community is very supportive. No matter what happens, there's not a whole lot of judgment. So just go and see how it turns out. If you like it, you like it.
Russell is hopeful they'll be able to make the camp a regular staple in the local community. A photo gallery from last week's camp is online at KVOE.com. For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Feel Good Friday on Mix 104.9.